Last week we said Baal Peh, Amoyedikah Chiddush, from the Shleim Haim and Zechon Elevrocha, in the Indian of the Mitzvah Saseyev Tashbisu. The Mishnah says in Pesachim that the Chachomim say that Tashbisu is Bechol Dava, namely, a person is Zoyer LaRuach, he throws it into the wind, crumbles it up, or he's Zoyek LaYam, he throws it into the sea. He's also mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Ein bia chometz el esreifa. The only way you can get rid of chometz to be mekayim kipshuta the mitzvah of Tashbisu is with sreifa. The Gemara says, how does Rabbi Yehuda know his shita that Tashbisu is besreifa? Says the Gemara, you learn that from a kal v'chomer from Noisa. Man noisa she'ein boi bal yira. The Torah says you have to burn chometz that has the issa bal yira kol shukain, that you have to be soyefit. Comes the Shleim Haiman and wants to say a pshat, a moyedik a pshat b'divei hatur. We had last week's a gavaldig question of the tour on the tour b'shem b'kveger, where the tour says that if a person takes chometz and he burns it, and now he has the ashes left, and he wants to know, are the ashes mutter b'hanoah or aser b'hanoah? Says the Torah, it depends. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds that b'yir chometz is sreifa, so we have a klal, kol an isrofim, afer mutter. According to the Chachamim, that say that kol an, that it's nikbarim, you could really get rid of it by being zori l'ruach, afron is aser. Avdem fek b'krege, if ashtegnisht, why should it be a tali in the machoyis of Yehuda and the Chachamim? The reason why kol han isrofim is afer mutter, says Tosfos, is because it's nasa mitzvasan. Once the mitzvah was done with it, there's no more yisahana. Im kain, fegebekvege, bang the Rabbi Yehuda, bang the Rabbanon, when you get rid of it, you're mekayin the mitzvah, no matter how you got rid of it. So normal yisahana, for example, basa b'cholav, you don't have to do anything with it. You can just keep it. Why did the Chacham say bury it? In order not to be kiyam nichshol and avery of eating basa b'cholav. But there's no halacha b'cholav getting rid of it. But chometz, everybody agrees you have to get rid of it. So no matter how you hold, whether it's b'sreif or b'cholav, the halacha should be that once you do the mitzvah with it, namely you get rid of it, there's a halacha should be that the afan should be mutter. And this says the Pshoim Amorich Yisoid, and Bein Parshas Kisisa, the Parshas Vayakel, I found two other Gevaldige, the Doyle Oilam, that say the same pshat as the Pshleim Haiman. What does the Pshleim Haiman say? Pshleim Haiman is of the Gevaldige Chiddush. As I said last week, we went through a very step by step, A to Z, Zeya simple Cheshbon. So the Pshleim Hazor. Let's ask ourselves a question. Had Chometz been, let's say, just Asa Bachila, not Asa Bahano? Let's say. Would it still be possible that the Torah should say, get rid of it? I'm not allowed to eat it. And the Torah says, you have to get out of your house. In order not to come to eat it, it shouldn't be in your house on Pesach, you shouldn't own chometz. So what do? I sell it to a guy. If I find it chol hamoed, I go to my neighbor John, and I say, would you like to buy this bilkul? He says, sure. I take the money, it's mutter b'hanoah. Tashbisu is something which is independent of the fact that chometz happens to be osa b'hanoah. The Torah says, get rid of it. Get rid of it, no matter how you do it. Give it to a dog, give it to your cats, give it to your goy. Now comes the Chazal and says the Lashon Achila, like the Gemara says in Pesachim, Echad is Achila, Echad is Hanoah, b'mashma, you can't have enough for chometz. So now we know I can't sell it to a goy. Why? Because osa b'hanoah. But that doesn't affect Tashbisu. Tashbisu still means you're not permitted to own chometz, you must get rid of it. Says the Pshleim HaImkein, let's ask ourselves a question. When the Yehuda comes along and says that I learn out from Noisa that chometz has to be burned. So now we can ask the question, that halacha of burning, what category does it fall under? Does it fall into the category of that's what Tashbisu means? Tashbisu means burn it. Or Tashbisu means you can't own it. It can't be in your possession. Why do you have to burn it? Because chometz is also b'hanoah. Noisar is also Bahana. So we learn out the Kavachoyimah from Noisar that it's Isra Hana says you have to get rid of it by burning. Hu Adin Chomet, it's Isra Hana, you have to get rid of it by burning. Tashbisu? Just get rid of it. Put it into the street, be mafkir if you could, and if you can't be mafkir it, throw it into the sea, flush it down your toilet. But Sreifa wasn't said to define Tashbisu, rather Sreifa was said, in the Issa Hano of Chometz, you have to burn it. Tashbisu could have been, even if it's not Asa Bahano, I still have to get rid of it. And Cain says, if Shlomo is such a beautiful pshat. Let's ask ourselves another question, a very simple question. A person has basa b'cholov. It's asa b'hanah. It's asa b'hanah. If a person goes ahead and burns it, it's still, the ashes came from it's hanah, so the ashes are asa. When the Torah Abba says, l'mashal, let's say orlas min hanisrofim. So the Torah says, orlas asa b'hanah. So what did the Torah say, do to it? Burn it. If you burn it and you mekayim the mitzvah of its Issa Hana, so it's nasa mitzvah, so the Issa Hana goes off. So the Sreifa, in order to be matter the Issa Hana, has to come out from the fact that it's Asa Bahana. Why am I burning it? Because the Torah said this Issa Hana, its mitzvah is to burn it. Yes? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, why am I burning the chametz? As mitzvahs tashbisu, or because chometz is an isser hano, and I'm learning out from noisa that this isser hano has to get burned, so I'm burning it. Because the pshlema, it's not because of tashbisu. It's real, not, noisa has no tashbisu. Noisa has an isser hano with a mitzvah burning the isser hano. Says the Torah, if that's the case, afan is mutter. Because the isser hano has a built-in mitzvah, which is Sreifa. When you do that mitzvah, the Issa Hana goes off. Let's now take the reverse of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, did the Issa Hana of Chometz have any mitzvah to do with it? Tashbisu wasn't said in the Issa Hana of Chometz. Tashbisu could have been even if it wasn't Asbana. So the fact that I'm burning Chometz, according to us, is not as the mitzvah of its Isra Hana, but it's as the Isra Achila of Chometz that I have to get rid of it. So now when I go ahead and burn it, how does that affect the Isra Hana to become Paka? Therefore, there's the tour according to the Chachamim, Afrin is also Deb Shahat of the Gezen, and Ashir, about 30 pages long. In Dibras Moshe from the Moshe Feinstein Masechtas Pachim, pages and pages to be Mechiach that the Yehuda Shita of Sreifa is not because of Tashbisu definition, but rather as the Issa Hana. Memeil according to the Torah, very Geshmak. If the Sreifa was said it's Issa Hana, so once you burn it, you're Mekai in the midst of the Issa Hana, and the Issa Hana goes off. The Moshe is Mayich, Medraya is Mamish from Ganshas, and the Chazanish. In two places, in one line, is Miriam is the Gansi Yisoy. So let's learn Moshe is an Arichas Gadol. It's even Shvetz is to cut pieces from a Moshe. Mechanes Rishon, even though Nazir said in the Moshe. The Chazanish and Mesechtes Pesachim on the bottom left of side base. Venira. The Asay de Tashbisu Kolele Shtei Mitzvahs. Achas sheyotzi hachometz mirshusay leinim balira. What's negeya to the parsha of tashbisu and chometz? I'm not allowed to own chometz. I have to get rid of it. The sagi for that it's sufficient. Batolas liyom b'loy pira ulhatel alav ma'pilus. V'oid mitzvahs bia iser hanah min ha'olam. Besides the mitzvah of tashbisu, not to own it, there's a mitzvah as the Issa Hana. Ubezeh nechaku Rabbi Yehuda v'chachomim isreifa oy mefari v'zoyer l'ruach. Uleinyan tikkun halav. In order not to be over by Yiroah, so they only have to do sreifa. Sagi bohitzah mirshusay bo'ifin hamoyel shalayav v'bal Yiroah. Let's see another line in Chazanish. V'shamina mikan. Dafilu l'rabbanon da'ami hashbasa se b'chol dava mikol mokim acher shenichnas ha-pesach nischaye b'biya ha-chomets min ha-oilam. He has to get rid of it. V'loi sagi b'itzoas ha-chomets me'aveyez ba'ira. V'yesh le'estapik, what's this din that I have to get rid of chomets? In chiyuvoy mishum pesach, is that machmas, a special halach in Pesach of Tashbisu? Oy mishum biyo isra hano, or that din was given in the isra hano of chometz. So even though the Chazanish puts together the Chacham and Rebbe Yehuda, the Pshoyme has a chil between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chacham, but we see clear in Divrei HaChazanish that the inyan of biyo chometz, there's two aspects to it. There's one aspect of Tashbisu, which was given in the isra of chometz, even if chometz wouldn't have been isra hano, I still have to be moitzid my rishus. Beis chometz is like any other isra hano that the Torah says dinim what you should do with it. According to Chachamim, the isra hano besem is like min hanikbarim, just you shouldn't be nechshal. According to Reb Shloime and according to Reb Yehuda, we're learning up from Noisa that there's a mitzvah of the isra hano to get burned, and therefore we apply the din of afanut. Now we said last week, we're going to be mamshach the inyan of Tashbisu, what's nageya to the mitzvah of bedikas chometz. But before we get to that, we just want to first define the taich veta of Tashbisu, which only in the first year we mentioned exactly what's the machlokes rishonim in what's made Tashbisu. And before we start, I'd just like to chazeiber what we said last week on moridik yisoid was a gezucht. Somebody should say this yisoid that we took out last week medivei hamarik. We took that from the Amarik last week at Gvaldige Chiddush. Till now we've been understanding Apidayach HaAchroinim that Rebbe Yehuda's din of Sreif is a different type of din than the Chachomim's halacha, like we find from the Tur. Tashbisu is, according to Rebbe Yehuda, Kiyam and Echefze, Afanmute. According to the Chachomim, it's a halacha just not to own chometz. We said last week the Divrei HaMinchas Chinuch, Bar Yiro could be halacha in the Gavra, Tashbisu could be in the Gavra, whereas according to Rebbe Yehuda, the halacha is that the chometz is torn sefer. Last week we said over Moed HaChiddush from the Marik, why Rebbe Yehuda holds they have to have sefer? Says the Marik, you know why Rebbe Yehuda holds they have to have sefer? Not because sefer is a mitzvah of Tashbisu. But Sreifa is more that the chometz is non-existent. It's a chumrah in getting rid of chometz. If a person takes chometz, he puts it into pea crumbs, and he throws it into the sea, so the chacham hold, that's enough to be called, the chometz is not around, it's non-existent. You flush it down, non-existent. Chometz the Yehuda and says, no. Even in such a case, soif ko soif, the metzias is chometz is here. What makes chometz non-existent? Sreifa. So Sreifa, according to Yehuda, says the Marig, is not a different type of Tashbisu, but it's a tifer making chometz, not boilam. That's the noise that comes in the Shikas of Marig. Let's just see that line again in the Marig. Says the Marig, the top left of side Aleph. Halfway down into the piece, where if you remember, the Marik had an interesting question. What was the question of the Marik? Was? The Marik's question was, is a person mechuyev to go to a store, Erev Pesach, and buy a bilkula and burn, to be mekai in the mitzvah of biyo chometz bizmanoi. At the Gemara says, chaviva mitzvah b'shaitoi. Says the Marik, there's no such thing. There's no such thing that a person has a chiyev to buy chometz in order to burn. Maybe, says the Marik, according to Yehuda, that he holds as a mitzvah of sreifa. Maybe, yeah. So the Marik, nay. So the Marik ran halfway down into the piece. The last word in the line is v'sorfin. V'af al-gav, you have it? V'af al-gav ditznan, so v'sorfin, nirilani is daiti, which is mafakil, it's a mitzah to burn, nirilani is daiti, v'loi shayich loy makan, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita klal. Shaharei, lehikpida toira ela, Shalo yehei loy chametz b'shusay. The ikar mitzvah of tashbiso is a person shouldn't have chametz. Ukedidashina nevekiva eza hashbasa shi bebayo bayimatsa havoy mezeh sveifa kloima. B'sheyesh loy chametz. If you have chametz, v'tzorich l'sarfa, tzorich l'sarfa, you have to burn it. Ukeshein loy, if you don't own chametz, that's the most non-existing chometz by you, because you don't have it. Ein lecho bal yiro bal yimatz gadol mizeh. There's no more not having and not being found than not owning chometz. V'chein kosav beinu peretz. The lav de bal yiro bal yimatz nitik lasei de tashbis. So v'imkein ikar mitzvah pshita shein ikar hamitzvah ella shelo yehei matzui mishiva ulamayla. Umishum kach soich sveifel Rebbe Kiva. Does ain't nimsa klal? Because sreifa means it's not here. You don't have it mishum oifin because it doesn't exist. So if I never own chometz in the first place, that's the most non-existing chometz. Therefore, says the Marik, there's no point of buying chometz to burn. Mekain kishem mevarik kodim shiva lechshiyove shas sheva mekayim laseid etashbisa b'shaita. Why? Because when it comes as man who is, you don't own chometz. Stated in the Marik Kla that the get of sreifa is a new havana. The get of sreifa is making the chometz more not by you. And that's why it's a chiyuv sreifa. So if you don't own chometz, you're already mekayim automatically what you have with sreifa. Yes. Lama learning, Machlokes Rishonim, like we said, was the tight shverta from Tashbisu. The Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, Zeya Bakantish Tikkun Gemara, the Gemara says in the top right of the page, Bedikas Chometz Midrabbanan. You have it to come out? No. Bedikas Chometz Midrabbanan, says the Gemara. The Chiyuv of Bedikas Chometz is only an Issa Midrabbanan. The midoraisa bebitul ba'alma sagile, because min haTorah bitul is enough. Min haTorah, I don't have to search for chametz. All I say is kol chamir v'chamir dikir b'shusay. Levatul should become batul. Says Rashi, why does bitul help min haTorah? Says Rashi, bebitul ba'alma diksev tashbisu, v'loy ksev tevaru. V'hashbisasa delave, he hashbisasa. When you mashbisit belave, that's called tashbisu. So Rashi says that the reason why min haTorah, it's enough for a person just to be mevata the chometz, because that's what tashbisu means. Tashbisu doesn't mean get rid of it. Tashbisu means that you should make the chometz non-existent. How do you do that? By being mevata it. Thus is shitas Rashi. Toisvis. Midaraisa bebitul baal masagi pish bekunches midiksev tashbisu v'leksev sivaru. If it would say tivair, get rid of it, so then I'd have to do a pu'ula to get rid of it, then bitul wouldn't help. Since it says tashbisu, al mahashbosa belevi. So Tais has a kasha on Rashi, and that's, we'll leave aside Tais's kasha. Meanwhile, let's see the Teretz of Tosfos. V'oy Meri, you're on half one in the Tosfos. V'oy Meri, the midoraisa bebitul baal masagi mitam the me'acha shebitloi have a hefker v'yotza mirshusay umuter midekoamino na'avalataroya shalachayrim v'shal govoya. Says Tosfos, bitul doesn't help because that's a type of tashbisu. Tashbisu taka means to get rid of it. The reason why bittul helps is because bittul is hefker. Bittul is hefker. So memeil, I don't own it. So call the man, it's before this man. And the Torah puts the chometz in your rishos. I keep it mevatel chometz. What does mevatel chometz mean? I keep it mafker. It's not mine. If it's not mine, I don't have any more b'yor b'yimotz. Achaz mani suroi. Shnei dvorim ason akosev kilu hein b'rishusay. One of them is Chometz B'Pesach. So you can't say, I'm a Vatler, because the Torah made it yours. Therefore you can't be Mafkid. So according to Tosis, Taish V'Tashbisa doesn't mean Bittul. Tashbisa means you have to get rid of the Chometz. But that's only if I have Chometz, I have to get rid of it. If the Chometz is not by me, I don't have to get rid of it. So Bittul works independent of Tashbisa. Whereas according to Rashi, Tashbisu means bittul. Thus is the Bible of the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, Moshne Tashbisu. The Tosfos, Tashbisu means get rid of it. According to Rashi means be mevatel. Lama learn Ashtikul from the Bianchi of Emden, Pshat in a Shtikul from the Rambam. Let's learn the Rambam how he starts the halacha of Tashbisu, Perik Beis, halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs asay min ha-Torah. You have it?
Yes.
Mitzvahs asay min ha-Torah. Lahashbis ha-Chomets Koidem Zman Isser Achilasay. Shenema. So the Rambam doesn't give us too much of a clue. What does he mean? What does Tashbisu mean? Lahashbis chometz. What's mean lahashbis? Shabbos. We know what Shabbos means. What's mean lahashbis? Unpi Yashmua lamdu sherisha in ze hu yoyim abosa. V'ra'i l'dova ze mashukose betoy l'sishchad al chometz dam zivchi. Pashas Kisisa, Kloid Melisishkot HaChomets, Vadai Nachomets Kayim, Oshchidus HaPesach Hu Yoyim HaBoosu, Achachatzois. So, Batashbisu Sor, B'yamisha means Ere Pesach. So, the Rambam, Umahi Hashbosu Zuhu Amuri B'toyo, what does Hashbosu mean? What's the definition of the word Tashbisu? Says the Rambam, He, Shiyavatel HaChomets B'liboy, V'yachshoiv Oysoi Ka'ofar, V'yosem b'liboy she'ein b'shusay chometz klal. Says the Rambam, L'choyer is similar to Rashi. The Tashbisu means, I'm a vatal the chometz, I make it ois. By me the chometz has no chashivas. V'shekol chometz she'b'shusay hay ko'ofer u'kedova she'ein b'yitzoyrech klal. That's a taish of Tashbisu. So Tashbisu means I'm mevatel it from its chashivas of chometz. Once it's not chometz, I don't own chometz. What is it? A shtickel dirt. So according to Tosfos, it means that's not dirt. It's a chometz, a geshmak, a shtickel bilkula, oba, it's hefka, it's not mine. And according to Rambam, the yisod of Tashbisu means I'm mevatel it from its chashivas of chometz, that is often in hatoya, and on that I'm a kind of mitzvah of Tashbisu. There Rambam, the violas and Perek Beis. So now we have to know, what does it come in now, the sugya of Tashbisu, of burning chometz? Burning chometz, or being zoyer chometz. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, in Perek Gimel, for Hilchos Chometz and Matzah, Ketzad biyo chometz. How is a person mevayer chometz? Halachir Aleph. Where is there a chiyav of being mevayer chometz? Where is this chiyav? So let's take a look in Halachir Yud. Mi sheniach isa mugugeles b'seich beisa. A person leaves a dough in his house. V'yotza v'nizka acha sheyotza v'hu yoshav z'nei rabbi. V'hoye yore shem atachmetz koyim sheyavoy. He's a mevatli b'liboy koyim shetachmetz. Aval mechmitza. It's already chometz. And it's already the zman hoyse. Ein habito moyo klum. Elokva ova alo yerov alo yemotza. V'chayev levaya miyad kishyachsa lebezoy. Ketzad biya chometz. Sorfoy. Oy poyre v'zayir leruach. Oy zarko liyam. So the Rambam has Tashbisu, which means make it non-existent. And then there's a new concept of Bia Chometz, where we have to know what does Bia Chometz come in. If Tashbisu means make Chometz non-existent, Kilat's offer, so what's this new din that when it comes Pesach, I have to be Mevayer Chometz, does that have a Shaykhus with Tashbisu? Or this has no Shaykhus with Tashbisu? So comes in back of him, then a Shaykhus with Nira Bedasa Rambam, on the right of the page under the Shtigl Gemara. Nira Bedasa Rambam, the Ikka Mitzvahs Tashbisu Hubitl. The Rambam is clear in Halacha Beis, Perek Beis, that the Taitsh of Tashbisu means Bittl. The Bittl Ba'alma Diksiv Tashbisu V'loik siv tivaru. Since the pasuk doesn't say tivar, it says tashbisu. Hashbasa delev hi hashbasa. V'haran reish psachim kosav. Hayshaam etoya biyoy marish and tashbisu saw mi bateichem. V'oma abigamara dimidaraisa bebitol sagi. The nafkala midiksiv tashbisu, for like siv tivaru, oitisifu, keinian shapirish bavadazora, hashkes sroif the chale, kideve rashi. Well, if he targum unklis tashbisun, targum says, what's meant tashbisun? Tivatla. So taich from tashbisu says, ramam klo, it means make it ois. Basha al kei nira, if that's the case, what tashbisu means, nira, the gam la achaz mani suroi, the shuv loy moyo loy abito. The Gemara says clearly, after it's already this mani yisur, I can't go ahead and make it offer. So what is beer? Where does beer come if that means tashbisu? Ela, hachiyev hu levar hachomets. The ein ze din shal beer kumay be beer avadazara. Al yisoid ha-din hu bito. V'zeh ha-locha m'chudeshes b'hilchus chomeitz sh'nem ha-boi toyas bito k'ma sh'kosev ha-rambam perik beiz ha-locha beiz. U'mahi ha-shbos ezu ha-amura b'toyah hi sh'yivat loy b'liboy v'yachshav oisei ka'ofar v'yosem b'liboy sh'einu b'shusei klau v'shekol chomeitz sh'b'shusei rei ka'ofar u'kadov sh'ein b'toyah klau. It's be'emes, something which you don't find in the Kol HaTorah Kula. Where do we ever find a musar that a person in his mind can make something non-existent? Talmudic musar. The only time you find such a concept is tashbisu. Tashbisu is a gzeiris hakosev that something is here and something has a shavius, but I say ichvu is nishobim. I consider it like offer. Vertus offer. This is kechametz. Ella, Hefka is Hefka. Hefka doesn't make something non-existent. Hefka makes out of your issues. That's something else. There's a parash of Hefka and Hilchus Kinyonim. But this is a new type of Musa you don't find. Ein doima loy b'chol ha-toyah kula. A chidish in the Toyah was mechadish in chometz, that I have the right to shafir chashivas of chometz, command a lesson. If you remember, Be'erich, 4 weeks ago, we said over Kasha from the Sefer HaManik. The man who asked the kasha, the Gemara says that a person is mevatel chometz, he still has to check for chometz. Why does he have to check? Because we're afraid maybe he'll find a who's going to lead it. Fetter so what? It's kilo ochal ofa, he should be potter. It should be kilo ochal ofa. Since Tashbisu makes keywords offer, so Emma says, ach, it's offer. You don't own chametz. So why if a person goes and eats it, so why should he be chayev? So to say, if a man, it blives the chazor from his bittul. If he goes and he eats it, it's a raya, he wasn't mevatel it really for chametz. And maybe we see that the bittul is not a bittul, that's why it's chayev. But be'emes, if the bittul would remain in the mass of a bittul when he eat it, he'd be part of mini chametz. Anai chiddush in the pasha of chometz. Ella, but shelifnei zmani suroi moyel bitter believe. This chiddush in Torah was mechadish to nullify the chometz. I could do and make it ois. The Torah said that koyach you could do in your heart. Kol zman dizman ha'isa didn't come. Avalu achaz man isuroi. Loi mehani bittul b'leiv, k'ma shikosev ha-Rambam perek imal halacha ches, v'ein ha-bittul atam moyu loi klum, says the Rambam, v'she'eno b'shusoi, v'akosev ha-so k'il hu b'shusoi, v'chai v'mishum loi rov loi motze, v'haino, taitsh l'pshat is azoi. Sh'lefnei z'man yisuroi, shu ha-bailum ala chomet, kol z'man it's moy zach, ichob direcht, to the zach machan ois. Ch'bin the balabos. Terry gave you a reshus, Terry gave you a bailus to be koveya adezach honishke chashivas. The medvom amurim calls a man, you're the balabos. Achas manisura, the Torah said you're not the balabos, but this new chiddush of making a non existent to bitter blave doesn't help. So how do I go ahead and make it non existent? I have to do a maisa. But what is the ma'isa? The ma'isa is not kilo nu din bi chametz. It's just a way of making the chametz non-existent. So it's not kilo. We have two mitzvahs. We only have one pasuk, and that pasuk is was tashbisu. Was made tashbisu bi mevato the chametz. Chazal gave us a chiddush. Then this pasuk state, since it doesn't say lashon of tevaru, it doesn't say lashon of tisru tisifu. Tori was mechadish. I have the right to make this chometz offer, but that's only because I'm the balabos. If you're not the balabos, you can't make it offer if it's a stickle bread. What do you have to do? You have to make it bepoil ois. How do you do that? Zoyer liyam or soyefit. Boyfin that Bi'ur Chometz is not a new type of a parsha, it's not a new parsha, just the original bit of belay doesn't help. You have to do that, what you do belay, in the action. How do you do that? Zari Lima. Zari Taisha of the Ibids. Avala Achaz Mani Surai, Le Mahani bit of belay, Kamashikosev Rambam. What's the Rambam's lashon? Vein ad bittel ata moyo leklum lefishayne b'shusay. Va'akosav aso kilhu b'shusay l'chayi v'mishum l'yirov l'yimotza. V'haynu, shafnei z'man yisue shua b'aylam ala chomeitz, mahani gan bittel b'lei. Shekol ha'chomeitz sh'b'shusay ari ko'ofa u'kedova she'in b'yitzor yaklal. Aval la'acha z'man yisuroi sh'chomeitz kvar eine b'shusay shuv loy mahani mashe mevat l'b'lei el tzorich lasay Meister shall bitter. The Zel Kiem Tashbisa de Hashbisasa Becholdova. Haino, Shayde Hashbisasa Becholdova, Yesh Beze Masa shall bitter, Beze Moyel Gam Lachas Manisuri. The only Chiddush of Achas Manisuri is you can't do it valet because you're not the Balabas to make it ice. But if you do a Pula, so the Meister is done. Vihine, Bechidushe Horitva Psachim Vava Medbeis. Heavy b'shem yesh mishapirish daha delay ovah le'alach habitul b'shem delasu leka alayu toyas lechem. Chayyad is ke'ed debi Rambam that if I'm mevatel it, kilo it's not lechem anymore. It's offer. The kosva ha'toisves dezein enochen ki ein hadova toli b'diburoi. How can you make something not lechem? V'oid if you make it ois lechem, why can't do it later? Does factor it for the Teretz is poshut. That's the chiddush from the Torah Tashbisa. Om the nir the bemes gam laachas mani suray yeish toyus bittel avades bittel achas mani suray elo shahos soich meisish al bittel. Why? Because you're not the balabos anymore. After the nefes mani suray kivon shahachometz hu shaloi moyel habittel b'dibur ubelev levatim mitoyas lechem v'zel din mechudish behilchas chometz diafina midiksev Tashbisa the mehani habittel. Vim yashlichenu l'klovim sagi, v'afilu em lo yachlu ha-klovim, kam kein einu oive ba'yiro. Chiddush v'napnei Yeshua. He throws, he goes to the park, he takes his chometz, and he gives it to the dog takes it, he doesn't like it, the taste, he throws it out, he's not oive ba'yiro. V'tom ha'zeh anoide bi'hudu v'zeh l'shona, v'zdo v'zeh tois. Derzach is a toys. The mali imeshlichleu leklovim. Iim hu bebeisay bechol mokum shuay ne beshusa. Ella shakosav asal kilo beshusa. Fishteisa. If it's koydim zmani suve, so it's not worse than hefke. But if it's achaz mani suve, then the pnei Yeshua says it also helps. How does that help? Vechol mokum shuhu asal kosav kei. Vakavonis Rashi echliu klovim ukshaklovim oichnei sayu mushbis menoylam. The Yeshua says, Rashi says, give it to your dogs, and even the dog doesn't eat it, you gave it to the dog. And so they bring this kind of sign, because the dog doesn't eat it, so it's still by you, because I told you also, kilo b'shusoy. So that's a gewaldige sach. L'fi zeh, b'emes, Achas Man Yisroel, Bir Chometz is the same as Kodesh Man Yisroel. Just, the lave doesn't help to make it ois. So you have to do a Pa'ula Maisa to make it ois. The Chiddush from Rashi is, says the Pnei Yeshua, that even if it's still existing, but if I do a Pa'ula, which this Pa'ula really, by me, shows a Maisa that's nothing, so it's not chometz anymore. So if you give it to a dog, and a dog normally eats it, that's called you mevatel the maisa to the chometz to a maisa. So then you have the chashivas of bitter like you have koydes man yisroel. V'ner lefiyah mevuya deke mitzvah tashbisa hu bitter. V'gam lachas man yisroel kiyo mitzvah tashbisa hu bebitter ella sha'ozay mehani bitter belev. Al tzarich ma'aser shel bittul v'zeh kia mitzvah tashbisos tashbisa tashbisos b'chaldav v'haynu she'en zeh b'toyas beer. It's not a new din of beer. Beer is the pu'ula of bittul with a ma'aser. Now she'ez a ma'aser shel bittul v'zeh shah because of Pnei Yeshua the chometz ein mitzvah l'hashbisa min ha'olam v'me'ashichanu l'klovim sagi v'afilim lo yechlu l'klovim kivin de minatoyah ein beer b'chometz El rak din bittul rak shul achas man yisurei tzarech maisa shal bittul v'mken kishach shlichu l'klovim v'aklovim yichoyum l'echol es l'chomis heriz a maisa shal bittul kam l'fnei shachlu l'achlovim boifin az mohon mazoi l'fi shitas toisvis bittul and tashbisu work on different tracks. Bittul means hefker helps because man you can be mafker achas man yisurei can be mafker. Beer chometz means the chiv on a person to get rid of his chometz. If you have chometz, you have mechuyev to get rid of it in order not to be a bal yira. That shita's a tosis. Shita's Rashi Barambam is that tashbisu means bittul. Bittul means the Torah was mechadish, a pasha of making chometz, ois chometz. Nasivenza. Koydim zman yisurei that the chometz is b'shuscha. The Torah says you can be mashbis the chometz. You can make the chometz non-existent and make it like offer. And if you eat it, dafon kum tzachiv from the sefer hamanig as machshev it back and as mechoyzer from the bittul. Ach zman yisurei not the balabos that believe I should say this lechem is ois. So what do you have to do to make it ois? You have to be mevarit. If you zoyer l'ruach, if you put it into the yam. Or if you burn it, so you showed it's non-existent. So that's enough. Ad kidekach, that if I showed it's non-existent with a maizah, says Rashi, by just giving it to the dog, even the dog didn't eat it, that's also cool, I was mevatel the chometz. So there's no two patches of tashbisu, there's one tashbisu. What does tashbisu mean? Tashbisu means be mevatel. The only question is, how I'm mevatel. Before this man is a balbos believe, achas man with the maizah. So, thus is the machlokes of Yishayim and the Taitz from the word bittul. Lama na'oisfin with Hashtiglo Beis Yosef, and nach dem Umfang Masho, the mitzvah and Bedikas Chometz. So, the Beis Yosef on the bottom of the page. The Gemara says, as we learned, that Bedikas Chometz is drabonon, because min hatoyo, it's enough be bittul. So, the Beis Yosef. Midaraisa bebitul ba'al masagi. Hochi aminon bereish psochim. Upirish Rashi, the yolef lo midiksiv tashbisu, v'loiksiv sivaru, alma hashbosa belevu. V'haran kosav, sheyesh meforshim, how do you know bitul? Not because that's the definition of tashbisu, but midiksiv lo yiro lecha. Lo yira lecha, yira lecha. V'achetani b'sefi. Lo yira lecha sa'or. Batel b'lipcha. And now you gzeres ha'kosav. Not tashbisu means bit like the Targum says, but in the word lo yira lecha sa'or, we learn out why the Targum says such a strange lashon lo yira lecha. Lo yira lecha teaches you that you're the balabos on that ri'ya, namely batel b'lipcha. The nira midivei rabbeinu shu soiver, the midaraisa ein lano ela bittul. The ein lebdika ubi a chometz ikem in atoyer klal. Nira from the tour that according to Rashi, all you have is bittul chometz. Bedika is midrabanan. Biur is midrabanan. We're saying biur is the raisa achas manisurei. He's saying Midaraisa Tashbisu has one definition. Bittul. So that's all you have. Would he get a concept of Bia Chometz? And now we have the Yaivitz, it's a new Taich of Bia Chometz. But the Beis Yosef says in Rashi, the Torah understood, all you have in that Torah is Bittul. Aval, Haran Kosa, the Efshaloy Mekin. How can you say that all you have in that Torah is just Bittul? When we know that Bittul only helps until there's Mano Yisr. Ella says the Ran, Kachu Ikran Shel Dvarim. The Torah says Tashbisu Yochel Hiskayim Be'echad Mishnei Dvarim. Noi de Gezach. Kepshutai Tashbisu either means get rid of, like Tosef words, or Tashbisu says be mevatel. Comes around and the Ran says Tashbisu has two types, two definitions in the word Tashbisu. Avoran kosav diyev shaloi mekein ella kachu ikun shal dvorim shezeh sha'om etoye tashbisu yochol hiskayim be'echod mishnei dvorim oi sheyevatel beliboy kochomet sheyesh b'shusoy v'yaitzienu b'machshavtoy mirshusoy v'sagi b'hochi midaraisa afilu b'chomet hayidu aloi. Either with bittul, namely, by me, I don't have chometz. By me, chometz is not choshev meile. I don't have chometz in my possession. I see over here a box of tam tams. Doesn't go on this. It's for dog food. So this can't chometz. That's one way. Oi, im loy bittloy beliboy klal, soich min hatoya, sheyivdoik achroy bechol mokim shurogli motze sham. If a person is not mevatelit, then min hatoya he has to search his house for any chometz, and if he finds anything, to get rid of it. Lefikach, kol she'enoi mevatel, chayev livdoik, kedei shlo yavol abayor abayimotze. Aber mi shebitel, sagi bohochi. Ela, shemipnei shebitel ze toli b'machshavton shabnei odom, since bitel is toli b'leiv, vein they say in shoviz, ve'ef shiakilu b'kach, v'lo yaitziu milivim l'gami. He'll say in his heart, oh, the dollar Johnny Walkers that I have worth $3,000, offer. This can't sign a maintenance nation. Can't sign a maintenance nation. Therefore, Chacham said, don't rely on that. So it comes around with a chiddush gadol, but the Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't know how the Ran saw this in the pasuk, because Kepshut Tashbitz only has one type, either it's hefker or it's bitter. Comes the Ran and says Tashbitz you can be mekayim with one of two ways. Tashbitz you can be mekayim by being mevatelit. If it's an emes, a bitter. Ois. Other, if you're not being mevatelit, I can get rid of it. I have a chiv to get rid of it. And then I have a chiv to look for the chometz and make sure it's out of my possession. So tashbisa means either to the chometz make it ois, or to the person to make it out of his issues. Comes around and says that the yisoid of the mitzvah of bedikas chometz is because the chachomim didn't want to rely on the bittul alone. Because maybe a person doesn't afanemis mean the bitter. Therefore they said you have to be mekayim the second taich of tashbis, which means get rid of it. Get rid of it. How do you know that they're going to get rid of it? Therefore you have to search for chomez in order to get rid of it in mekayim tashbisu. So according to the way the Ran learns, the ikka mekayim of bedikas chomez was because we can't rely on the bedika. Really, the bittul would have been enough, and we would know that everybody would be tzaddikim, and really mean what they say, there'd be no reason for bedikas chometz. Abheyoyz, we're afraid that people don't really mean the bittul chometz, because it's totally belayv shal adam, therefore the chom came along in mechayiv and mitzvah drabonon of bedikas chometz, and the bedika is that if you find something, to get rid of it. Why? Because if you're not going to get rid of it, you're going to be ayyub bal yirah. Why are you ayyub bal yirah? Because we're afraid the bittul is not a bittul. Dosh is shita zera. Let me learn in Rashi, but not Tosfos. on the Mishnah on side base, the second piece down. So the Mishnah Oyla Bo Asa Boykin Es Hachametz Lor Haner Chomokim Shem Achlisim Bei Chametz Ein Sorich Bedika. Says Rashi in the second line in Rashi, Boykin Shlo Yavor Bebal Yiror U Bebal Yimotzei. Says Rashi, why do you have to check for chametz in order not to be over by Yiror or by Yimotzei? Zeh Yisrael. So we just now learned the Gemara a few minutes ago. The Gemara says that Bikas chametz is only midrabbanan, because midraisa bebitasagi. So what is Rashi saying that you have to make bedikas chametz in order not to be over by Yiror? Zomalei in the Tosfos. Says Tosfos, or la bo osa boikin es chametz. Here's our countries, Shalai Lava or Love, Bibal Yero or Bibal Yimatsu. The Koshalari, Kivan Nitzarich Bittel, since Chometz needs Bittel, Kadam Vigamara Aboy Nitzarich Yivatel, Omidai Raisa, Bibittel Baal Masagi, Amai Hitzricho Chachom and Bedika Klau. How could Rashi that you have to make a bedika in order not to be by Yiro? Anyway, not have a by Yiro because he mevata the chametz. Once he mevata the chametz, there's no by Yiro. V'nir elari, so the Ri comes and argues on Rashi. V'nir elari, the af al gav, the sagi bebitul ba'alma. Really, in order not to be over by Yiro, it's enough to be mevata the chametz. Aber von deswegen, echmiro, liv day chametz u levaroi, shalayov aloichloi. Not like the Rambam says that we're concerned that you didn't have the emes abitul, but the concern is that in the middle of Pesach you'll come to a gluski yof, or you'll come to a gishmak adenish, and a bensach noch adenish. So because of that, the chachom mechayev b'dikas chametz. Nothing to do kumtois with the Baal Yiroh. Like Rashi, it's all not to be over the Baal Yiroh, that you have to answer to this kasha. There's no Baal Yiroh anyway. So the Rambam answers that by saying, maybe it's not an emes bittul. Tosfos understood that the bevatel chometz, the bittul is bittul. Say bazoi, why is there bedikas chometz? Not for Baal Yiroh, but rather for the Yisra Achilat chometz. Says Tosfos. V'nira l'ri, da'av agav, d'sagi, b'bitol ba'alma, chmiru chachomim, liv d'chomitz ulevaroi, shalayovei lo'ichloi. V'chein, mashmul kamon, d'boi rov akika b'shmei akoyra, oidil mazimun d'nafil, v'asi l'mechla. Ay, why were they more machman chomitz than any other sana? Any other sana, the chom didn't say you have to get rid of it, you have to search in the house, you keep in the house. Says Tosfos, V'atam shechmir kan tfei mishar yisur yano, shalai tzichu levarum, mishum de chomitz muter kol ashana, v'loi nesa rak b'pesach, v'loi b'day l'minei, k'dom lo kamon, v'loi domi l'bosa b'chola, v'or lo klakerim, which are fruits, that you also eat a whole year, shas since the is a whole year, so maybe you won't come to eat it. But chom is a whole year you eat, and in case that you don't eat, there's more of a gzeira shema yovei loichlen. So we have a gavaldig machloikas over here. Rashi shita is or la basa. This year when we'll check or la basa chom is. Rashi, what I'm doing is a chiyuv of bedikas chom is. In order not to have chometz in my possession. On this, Fektos is Akasha, what says to you? Anyway, not going to be able to buy your own, because you're about to the chometz. And for the Ram, that we're afraid that you're going to be chosen from your bittul, and mainly you're going to be able to buy your own. Rashi Zoktos Nish, Rashi leave us suspended in mid-air. Where is the buy your own? The chometz is about to the chometz, but the Ram is up to the terrace. Tosfos of Pshat is that the chometz, bedikas chometz, has nothing to do with Bayirah, you took care of by Bittul, and there's no chashah should be choizah from the Bittul. The only reason why you have to check for chametz is, as he may come to be Eichel. Just ulai, a footnote. What's Rashi's type of Bittul? What's the type of bittul? Making chometz non-existent. Chmach is offer. What's the type of this type of bittul? Hefker. Ich mein, a double portion. A person was mafka something. So Lemaisa, he made a hefka. Is there a reason to say he should be choizer from the hefka? He made a hefka. He was mafka. The hilchas kinyonim. Tosfos holds, if hefka is a hilchas kinyonim, why should we choizer? This person should be choizer from it. Or the person didn't mean it. He said, it's a hefka. Tosfos holds is a hefka. So Tosfos holds, if bittul is hefka, we have no reason to say a person will change his mind from a kinyan. A person made a kinyan, it's a hefka. So therefore Tosfos understands that once a person is mevatel chometz, which means hefka, we're not concerned he's going to change his mind. He was mafkid. Hilchas choshe mishpat, chal hefka. And anybody could take it. So why, after bittul, you have to check? Only because he may come to eat it. But Rashi teaches what's main tashbiso? Machshev the chometz offer. It's much harder to do that than to be mafka something. Hefka, I can say, he's a hefka. Is there a problem to say a hefka? Hilchas choshe mishpat, chal. People have a minute to say in front of three people to make a hefka, it's a hefka. Hefka is chal, period. The hefka is chal, there's no bagira. But like Rashi, what's main tashbisu? What's main bittu? Their lechem, their beautiful Boston cream pie, it's garnish, mamish, offer ba'al mog ravish. It's very hard to do. It's come to and says that the achshash, people maybe taka don't mean it. So maybe taka is the emes achshash, you'll be able to bagira. It's asked because the type of bittul is to nullify it. It's the achshash mentioned in this. Of telling a person, be mafka, say he's hefka. So when we don't care what's belief. I said it's hefka, it's hefka. So therefore, Tosis couldn't hold of the Rans teretz, and the Rans musig of Shemi Yafsa, Shemi doesn't mean it, is asking the Rashi's Havana, Tashbisa means to make it offer. So you could say he doesn't mean it. Mashaken, according to Tosis, that Bayro, that Tashbisa means Hefka, so no reason to say the Hefka's on a Hefka. Say, Bazoi, why do you have to be make B'lidas Chomets? That's a Shemi Yavilan. That portion is out, that's it. Lomulan, Nashtikol, Rab, Lomulan, Nashtikol, Rab, and Mishnayis, Medatais is Yom Tov, Mashayim, Mesayim. Zok the Rav, the Esh of Mishnah Masech is Pshafim. Boikin Yasa Chometz. You have it, the top left, Lenin the Rav. All the way on the left is the Rav, on the right is the Tosfos Yom Tov. Says the Rav, Boikin Yasa Chometz. Is the Mefarshi, Taimed the Bedika, Kedei Shlo Yaver, Abayro, Abayi Motze, Im Yiyah Chometz, Bebesa, Bepesach. Va'af, Agad, the Bebitol Ba'al Mesagi, Chayshinan Shem Yimsa Gluska Yofya V'yim Loich Al Bitulay V'yachshav Olav Lo Achila V'yav Ola B'bayiro B'al Yimotze. You hear what he's saying? A twist.
A combination.
Very good. A combination fun. Rashi and Tosfos. In Rashi we have Kipshuta the Ran that says that the Ikka problem is he didn't really mean a bittul, and therefore they said get rid of it, because maybe the bittul wasn't a bittul. Tosfos Kipshute learns that the bittul, we weren't concerned he didn't make a bittul, the bittul is a bittul, full-fledged bittul, just, you may come to eat it. If you eat it, nothing will buy you raw. I can go to a bakery and eat chometz and Pesach, has nothing to buy you raw, you're still over there, it's the chometz. Comes the rabbi and learns a twist. The problem why they said B'dikas chometz is because we're afraid of buy you raw, buy you matzah. Where's the Bal Yerub Bal Yerub? I was mevatel it. Teretz is, I find the Gluska Yofa, and I want to eat it, and the wanting to eat it will make it kilo, it's by me. The Mela Amoybe Bal Yerub. What does he need that for? The Chayyu could have said, once we're Chayyu going to eat it, that alone is enough. About Kapodim Zog Dog the Rav. Lachem Ol Devetef and the Rav. Is the Mefarshi Taimer the Bedika? Shalayava by your body must. Imi a chomes with base of a pesa. For half a god the bit of Baal Masagi, Chashin and Shemayimsa, Gluska Yofya, Vimolech Albituloi, Viakshevole la Achila, Viava love by your body must. Ilkoch Boykin as a chomes, Kede Levarim in Oilam. That's one pshat. Vistami, time with the Bedika Shemayimsa chomes, Bebesa, Bepesach, on the right. So you have mamish two pshatim in the Rav. One pshat is pure achila, and the other pshat is that he may come to want to eat it, and through that become behim in the rishos, And the male you be by your mother. Lemon Len Poshu is in the Taisis Yamtiv. So in Taisis Yamtiv, Boykin is a chomitz, Kosev Harav. Va'af agad vito ba'al mesagi. Diafino, mi dixiv tashbisu, wa dixiv tevaru, va'ashbosa delevi, ashbosa kedibish rashi. Mash kosa shem yimsa, v'yim lecha bituloi v'yachshav kloima. Dikamoy shem vito ba'al madayni believe. Shiyachshav b'libu kilu of a sagi b'kach, af yishloitzi b'sfose klom. You have it?
Yes.
In other words, since hashbosa means I make it ois. So if you make it ois, believe, so you can reverse that also believe. In the Ran, how does the Ran say? That mitchila erev Pesach, 10 o'clock in the morning, when you said kol chamir v'chamir deke b'shizal yaver ka'af adara, you never meant it. You never meant it. Oh, you may be over ba'yira. Make bedikas chametz. Chametz yontiv and says at the end of pshat. Avada, when a person says kol chamir v'chamir, now he's saying he's mevatel et belev. When he'll find in the middle of Pesach a gluska, it's not the pshat that we say he never meant in the first place. But just like mitchila, the bitlis chal b'machshava, who had in the machshava, could be oiked that original machshava, may will come out that when the middle of Pesach he be oiked about your own, not retroactively, but mikano la'abah, because the bitl becomes ois, and but then the chachom said, get rid of the chomets, in order not to come to a situation when you're going to be oiked about your own, about your own. I'm going to learn a few hundred years old, which are recently printed. It's called Amesek Eliezer. The God's Sefer is on Messiahs. Messiah is the Dach, Sachma, and the Balaturim. Words in the Torah that are similar and have a shaykhus to each other. Shaykh Nazoi. You have it? The next page? In Pasha's Boy. Lo Yeira Lecha Chometz. Yud Gimel. There are 13 times in the Torah and in Tanakh that we find the word Yeira. The Simonech. Those the simonim are those are Hayoim Bahar Hashem Yeira Vula Yeira Lucha Chometz Vula Yeira Lucha Seor Sholish Pavim Bashana Yeira V'Chaveirov and the same pasuk Sholish Pavim Bayeira is in Parashas Mishpatim the second time Aliyah L'Regel and in yesterday's Parashas Kisisa with the Mishnah Torah days Nachdem in Parashas Re'eh Shei Nachum of Vula Yeira Lucha Seor Moge nem yire v'roimach, yiroe v'roimach, v'ashem aleim yiroe, yiroe lukim b'tzion, yiroe l'avadecha po'alecha. 13 times in the Torah, davod yiroe. Thus is the Messiah. Bring to his after his life. Kosa b'seifa Messiah sabris. L'rameis, shalo osin lovoi, yalo yudgim apoim b'ashon. Yiroe, loshna aliyah l'regel, v'alo osin will be oil l'regel 13 times. Hainu, b'chol chodesh v'chodesh o'ibur. It's in the mitzvah aliyah l'regel, d'ayim g'nei taposet, v'shabes hayoim, v'chodesh hayoim, z'achter esedah gidim and po'omim, that will be neschadish l'osed lovoy, a mitzvah from aliyah l'regel. Ob is, that stayed in the safe in Messiah Sabris, a gemein mamash k'mat from the Rishonim. V'loy pirish, guf ha'psuk in my merimis. Ob, to be mefarish, what's the connection of Layrolacha Chometz, Layrolacha Sor, how does that connect to the parasha of an Aliyah L'Regel? Ulay Pirish, Gufa Psuk in my Remizi, the Chometz of Sor, Ma Boy Hachal of Idvoya, Vasat is a Shaykh Zaher, Vili Nir Lefarish Api Hayadua. The Chometz of Sor, Miramis Ayetzahora Sor Shabis. The Gemara says, Rebbein Shalom, Rebbein Harlamim, Reseinei Nelasis, Reseineicha, Almi Ma'akir, Sor Shabisa, Vashim Begolius. Sor Shabisa, Alma, Zaremis of Yetzahora, Vas the Shoyish, Nali Yetzahora, Gaiva, Vas Plus Sukhuf, Azay Vichomis. Vizer Romas, Hamasoya, the Shaloyira, Lucha Chomitz and Sor, when a person on Pesach is Mavat Chomitz and Sor, which represents Shaditcha Yetzahora Bismoil, Azai, Vosim Mizoicha Zayim from Mitzvah Tashbisu, Tizke, Shebahar Hashem Yeroe, Sheibone Beis Hamikdash, Vishalim Boret, Umogin Veroi Machim Yeroe, Vashem Elohim Yeroe, Sheishre Shechina, Vinoim Hashem Elokein Elochol Zayiske, Vosim Deinu Vos Mekan Zoicha Zayim from the Mitzvah from Tashbisu. I want to ask the Oilim just to say two kapitel Tehillim for Moshe, Shimon Aaron Ben Gittel, the son of Chaim Luz, the wise Zayin Gazon, needs a base of Refuah Shleima. It's a two kapitel of Shem Malo. Shilam